Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We'll be reading in Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, going verse by verse. Have pencil and paper ready. We'll be doing some word studies today. And also, we want to just look at some things about the Christian life. I've titled this section, Destroy the Enemy. Now, my friend, we all have enemies, okay? But this is an enemy that God wants us to destroy. And so I want you to really pay close attention as we go through these verses. Let me also encourage you to call others and have them listen in. I believe that this message can be a very special help to you. Make sure you have a King James Bible. We go verse by verse and we do word studies, and sometimes you get another Bible and you won't have the same words, and then the word study will not be effective for you. Now in Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, we read this: Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. The first four verses of Colossians 3 are telling us, because you are risen with Christ, and your life is hid with Christ in God, and you hold to the doctrine of Christ, and you'll come back again with Him in the presence of your enemies, then He describes practically how this belief that we have should make us act. What a man truly believes will determine how he acts. If we believe that we are risen with Christ, then it will be evident in two areas: our personal holiness, and then our fellowship with others who are all about us. Some today say, don't talk the talk if you do not walk the walk. Let us imagine it's a football game, maybe it's a Super Bowl. And imagine at game time, the team comes out in baseball uniform. Or imagine our soldiers on a foreign field in the heat of battle, and they all have hot pink jumpsuits on. Well, if you're a football player or soldier, you need to dress the part. And my friend, the resurrection life demands a complete change in costume. If you are a Christian, dress the part. That is, walk the walk, talk the talk. Why does an Olympian train hard every day for 3 years? He's up early to run, does strenuous exercise, has a strict diet. Why? Well, he believes it will help him not only go to the Olympics, but to win. An Olympian believes he can make it and win, so he does those things. Well, a godly committed Christian believes what God says about holiness, judgment, and sin, and he lives his life for Christ just as dedicatedly as the Olympian for his Olympics. Doing things, the Bible says, will obtain victory and reward and bring glory to the name of Christ. So, with that in mind, let us look at verse 5 here of Colossians 3. And he starts off by saying, mortify. And mortify is the key word to the rest of the verse. It means literally put to death. Also, it has the idea of to deprive of power, to destroy the strength thereof. In other words, murder or kill everything that is mundane or carnal in your life or in your being. The idea here is to put to death and to do it quickly. The flesh must be kept in the place of death. It needs to be nailed to the cross. Now today we speak of our weaknesses, mistakes, and failures. But the truth of the matter is God calls them sin. The late Dr. Jack Howells told a wrecking crew one day to go ahead and take down a building. Dr. Howells thought the building was his. It belonged to a business. Now, fortunately, no people were in the building when that big iron ball crushed the building. But to say, oops, I made a boo-boo, would be somewhat of an understatement, especially when you're looking at a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Well, too often we trade on God's mercy and forget the awful reality of His wrath and His hatred of sin. Now, it's interesting that the Greek, Oriental, and Roman religions of the day that the book of Colossians was written said little or nothing about personal holiness. A man could bring his sacrifices, say his prayers, and go away from the altar to commit terrible sins. Nothing was said about it, as long as he comes back and pays. But that was not so with Christianity. The new life within demanded a new life without. To be Christ ones, or Christ-like, that is, Christian, called for mortifying sin in our life. And by the way, let me say that. We call ourselves Christians, and the word Christian means Christ-like. I believe that you can be saved without being a Christian. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, Christian means Christ-like. There are saved people who are carnal Christians, and that's not Christ-like. So, be a Christian. Be Christ-like. And so we are to mortify sin in our life. And you are to mortify these things, he says, in your members. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Now, the word members there refers to both the body and the mind. It is the physical members as they are employed in carrying out the following things in verse 5, where he says, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. It is also the mind, as you see, inordinate affection. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, we read this, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. That is, strongholds of sin in our life. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So we are to mortify our members which are upon the earth. That is, the organs of the earthly sensual life. Now, remember as children and you had a scrape or a cut, what was put on it? Well, as I remember, Mercuricome. Now, did mother put on Mercuricome without getting the dirt and the other stuff off first? Would she put on a Band-Aid and leave that caked on dirt saying, well, I put medicine on it and I put a Band-Aid on it? No, she would clean that out first. As you put on Christ and put off the old man of sin, you're headed in the right direction. In Romans chapter 6, verse 12, it says, let not sin therefore reign, that is, be a king, have a control in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust or the desires thereof. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, that is, they are mortified. and behold, all things are become new. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that is, your former style or matter of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Now, our desires are so deceitful to us. And we put off that former conversation, you know, the desires of the old flesh, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. What does salvation show in our life? Does it show that there is a new man? Or do we just try to put some spiritual words to the old man? It's like one man told me that he was involved at one time in a rock band, then he got saved. And then after he was saved, they started playing religious rock music. And he realized after a while that he was just trying to put spiritual words to his former conversation. Spiritual words to the old man instead of mortifying that and putting on Christ. Now, let us look particularly at these things to be put to death in our members. First of all, he says fornication. Now, some people will tell you that fornication is sexual activity between unmarried people. But it is really sexual immorality of any kind, married or unmarried, homosexual or heterosexual. It comes from the Greek word porneia. We get our English word pornography from it. Do you remember a few years ago, they were trying to define pornography, and a judge finally said, I don't know the definition, but I know it when I see it. Well, it is illicit sexual intercourse in general. Hebrews 13:4 says, the marriage bed is undefiled. Anything, any type of sex outside that which occurs between a husband and wife is fornication, it's sin, it's filthy, it's wrong. Pornography comes from the scriptures, or God's view, is anything that encourages sex other than that between a husband and wife, whether it's in body or in the mind. Remember that Jesus said, he that looketh on a maid to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. You see, God calls it sin. There is more pornography, I believe, in schools and on TV than you think, as well as in modern music. And what we're being told here is to put these thoughts as well as these actions to death in your members, that is, in your daily life. I believe there are a great many folk among Christians who are covering up this sin, yet they talk about being dedicated Christians.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.